So good evening, everybody. As the Secretary of State said, we are very much focused on innovation. And so this is a great and timely period for us to be doing so, because we really need it as a country, and we really need it to get through the period that we're in and go into the future. So if we look to a future for prosperity, good health, respect for the planet, and a future of fairness, diversity and equality, innovation plays a very important role in helping to create this future. And that's why I think it's a very good thing that we are focused on this area. The government's innovation strategy was called Leading the Future by Creating It. And I think this is a very proper title for what we do as innovators. This is my first public sector job. I'm a business guy. So I have a huge amount of respect for science, but I have a bigger respect for the people who translate science into things to do with business that gives us our prosperity, gives people jobs, and helps improve our society. And so with Innovate UK, I'm very much focused on helping to support those areas and helping to support innovation with, through, and in British business. We are the UK's innovation agency, and we drive productivity and economic growth by supporting businesses to develop and realise the potential of new ideas, including those from our very substantial scientific research base. We want to work with people, and we use three words to illustrate the way we want to work with people, and those words are inspire, involve, and invest. We want to inspire the brightest and the best. We want the best innovators to come through the system and to become successful. We want to involve because it's crucial to harness everything that we can within our very substantial ecosystem in the UK. And so involvement, community, convening is extremely important. And we invest both cash and non-cash resources for impact. And so impact is something that for me is very, very important to do and to study and to understand. And the impact is both to do with our economy and our society. Inside the government's innovation strategy, which the Secretary of State just referred to, there is a section that explains that Innovate UK will come up with a plan for action. I'd like to give you all a very good preview of something that is very soon to be published, our plan for action, and I'd like to give you some snippets from that plan a few weeks or so before it's actually published. And the plan for action that we will show will have a number of we will statements. There are actually 12 we will statements which will show our commitment to UK business and how we will support UK business in terms of its quest to be using better innovation, more innovation, and to have innovation as a stronger driver for our economy and our society. We work with external partners to do that, and we are already forming groups and alliances with those partners to do that. And we will focus on five themes, and I'd like to share a few words on those five themes that we're going to focus on, and then a couple of words on the six foundations that go across those five themes. And they are as follows. Our future economy. Innovation is about building the future. So we should be open and aware of new markets, new technologies, new industries for our future. And clearly our future is to do with things that are better for people and things that are better for the planet. And these are very important factors in terms of how we look to horizon scan and look to future innovation. The second theme is growth at scale. As you heard the Secretary of State say, we have a fantastic legacy of science in the UK, and we have many good examples of translation into business. And I'd like to see much more, and our job in Innovate UK is to support much more translation so that businesses can scale and become successful in the UK. And this is a very important factor of it. And in order to do that, we have to recognise beyond the science skills, we need commercial skills. Commercial, sales, marketing, product management. These are not afterthoughts. These are often the difference between success and failure. And so that's an important factor for us. The third theme is global opportunities. Global, the world, 99% of the market is outside the UK. And so we for sure need to focus on our market and to do a better job in terms of that, as you heard, leveraging public-private opportunities for SMEs in particular. But we have a lot that we have to do in terms of export and helping British business to really become successful with exporting and developing businesses from innovative products. We have a very substantial innovation ecosystem in the UK, and so controlling it, I think, is a waste of time. Don't do that. That's a very passe Victorian-style thing to do. So what we should be doing in Innovate UK is providing a platform to convene this ecosystem, to make it into a community, to make it useful by working together as partnerships. So we're very open to working in partnerships, for example, with the British Business Bank, so that we can show business one face, and we can show one face in one holistic system for the UK. And the last point I want to mention as a theme is government levers. We have a lot of opportunities to help connect SMEs in particular with government usage of technology through multiple areas and multiple bodies and multiple groups and multiple departments. And I think that's an opportunity, I think, for both sides for the UK. The six areas that we would brace as a foundation are the research strengths that we have in the UK, which are significant. Design, which is often an under-considered aspect of innovation. Societal impact and responsible innovation, because in things like AI, in things like life sciences, we want to develop a responsible way of going forward with our innovations. The innovation talent and skills pipeline, which is one person who asked a question earlier, I think highlighted this is a very significant area where we need to be focused on. Equality, diversity and inclusion, which I think is one of the secret weapons of the UK, if we can use that properly. If we can mine the strata of talent that wasn't otherwise identified to go through as innovators and entrepreneurs, I think we can do much better as a country. And Innovate UK has programs to help in those areas. And last but not least, there is the issue of place and levelling up, which I think is a very important driver. So we are very much mobilised to support the Secretary of State's vision in terms of the innovation strategy. We have our plan for action coming out very shortly, and I'm glad I could give you a preview of that just now. And I think going forward, we are looking forward to utilising a very new breed of innovators. And I think all of us should be role models in terms of stimulating young people to not just want to become Premier League footballers or go on Britain's Got Talent, but to be our future innovators, engineers, entrepreneurs, and successful business people. And so I look forward to that. And the last thing I want to say is that we want to create a very strong shop front for British business so that Innovate UK can be understood as a public service for UK business through a very clear and very clearly accessible shop front. So you'll see that our team are working on that right now, and you'll see results of that during 2022, and you'll see a very open, clear and accessible Innovate UK. So I look forward to that, and thank you very much for your attention.